Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings once again, friends. So good to be with you today as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We've got big bands and combos, solo singers, and tight harmony groups. And they do the songs you know and remember so well, or maybe tunes that you've never heard of. Well, coming up today in the showcase, it's part two of our theme, Day Songs. We got this subject going a couple of weeks ago, and we had plenty of tunes left over. So we're celebrating the daytime once again this weekend. Plus, on the countdown today, we're heading back to the fourth weekend of June in 1952. So that's what lies ahead today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown, the Billboard sales chart from this weekend, 74 years ago. And Doris Day leads off at number 10.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a goodnight kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
That's Doris Day with record number 10 this weekend in 1952, A Guy is a Guy. The 28-year-old Cincinnati native was backed up by Paul Weston's orchestra, and that was moving down the charts. It hit number one on the jukebox survey and became her second million seller. And this summer, we'll hear Doris Day on radio Sunday nights. She has the summer replacement program for Amos and Andy. It is late June 1952 on today's Seems Like Old Times, when there's 157.5 million Americans. Harry Truman's in the White House, and 2 weeks ago he was in Groton, Connecticut, for a ceremony for the first nuclear-powered submarine.
At Groton, Connecticut, the huge submarine base sees a new era launched in underseas craft. A crowd of more than 10,000 is assembled for the keel laying of the first atomic-powered submarine. As the keel plate is lowered, President Truman approaches the huge cradle in which the sub will be assembled. Many of its parts have been under construction for a year. The president inscribes his initials on the plate with chalk, dedicating the Nautilus in one of the revolutionary chapters of the atomic age. The initials are then burned into the hull by one of the shipyard workers. Completion is expected within 1 or 2 years. Estimated speed underwater is 25 knots, with almost unlimited range on a few pounds of uranium, a deadly weapon for war or peace.
Ed Herlihy on the Universal Newsreel for the laying of the hull of the first nuclear-powered sub, the Nautilus, June 14, 1952. And back to the countdown this week, here's Don Cornell at number 9.
My eyes, can't you hear it in my sigh? I'm yours, I'm yours. Every kiss says I'm yours. Take my lips and take my arms. I'm a victim of your charms. I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you. My heart in my hand, I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours, and I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you. My heart in my hand. All the world knows I'm yours, and I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours.
That's the biggest solo hit so far for the former vocalist for Sammy Kaye's orchestra, Don Cornell. The 33-year-old from New York City's at number 9 with I'm Yours. Accompanied by the Norman Laden Orchestra that was coming down from its peak of number 3 on the radio airplay charts. Well, a few minutes ago we had the story about the first nuclear-powered sub under construction. Well, more news from the military. Just a week and a half ago, June 19th, the Special Forces of the U.S. Army are created. Tragedy on April 26th, the Navy aircraft carrier USS Wasp collides with the destroyer Hobson. While on sea exercises in the Atlantic Ocean, 175 men were killed. And on April 15th, the B-52 Stratofortress flies for the first time.
At Castle Air Force Base, California, the B-52, America's biggest and newest jet bomber, goes into squadron service with the Strategic Air Command. A wingspan of 185 feet, length of over 150 feet and intercontinental range. Over 6,000 miles without refueling. Combat ceiling of 50,000 feet and a speed estimated at over 600 miles an hour. That's the B-52, shown in these Defense Department films, going into active service in quantity, threatening devastating counterattack to any aggressor. The mightiest bomber in history.
Boeing's B-52 Stratofortress, the long-range subsonic jet-powered strategic bomber. It had a more conventional crew compartment with a fighter canopy configuration, which was requested by General Curtis LeMay. It took to the air April 15th, here in 1952. And back on the countdown at number 8, Johnny Ray has his feet firmly planted on terra firma as he's walking my baby back home.
Well now, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. I'm in I'm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. But we go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. The owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. We start in to pet, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. And just when I try to straighten the tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we continue again, walking my baby back home. Well, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. Well, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby home. Well, we go along singing a song, I'm reciting a poem. Well, the owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. Well, we start in to pet, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. And just when I try to straighten the tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we do it again, walking my baby back home.
This week, Johnny Ray received two gold records from Columbia for his hits Cry and The Little White Cloud That Cried. They've passed 2 million units sold on the OK label, and he's at number 8 on the countdown this week with Walkin' My Baby Back Home. The 25-year-old Ray out of the Dalles, Oregon, would peak at number 4, his fourth top 10 of the year.
Halo, everybody, halo.
Halo Shampoo presents the inside story of the Lonesome Mermaid.
What can I do about my hair? It's so dull and stringy-looking, the sailors never whistle at me anymore. And for a mermaid, that's serious.
Look, Toots, here's the answer to your problem. Use Halo Shampoo. Soaping dull's hair. Halo glorifies it.
Halo means natural beauty. The first time that you use it, you need no special rinsing after you use it. So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo Shampoo, Halo. Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair.
So Halo Shampoo, Halo.
Remember, Halo leaves hair fragrant, dandruff-free, and wonderfully easy to manage. Because Halo's not a soap or an oily cream.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo Shampoo, Halo.
Who remembers Halo Shampoo in that sort of pear-shaped, textured bottle? And I believe that was a Colgate product. Well, let's get back to our record collection from here in the summer of 52. And over on the Airplay chart, Ray Anthony has a top 10 hit with a revival of As Time Goes By.
As time goes by.
As two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely.
The 10th most played song on American radio this weekend in 1952, As Time Goes By. That was Ray Anthony's orchestra featuring Tommy Mercer and the Anthony Choir. It's June of 52 and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and it's the fourth weekend of June 1952 on today's show. And at number 7 on the Billboard countdown this week, Tony Martin, Kiss of Fire.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flames grow higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch, you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no return. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss of fire, your kiss of fire.
Thirty-nine-year-old Tony Martin at number 7 this week with his only top 10 of the year, Kiss of Fire, holding spot number 7 on the sales chart this week, accompanied by Henri René's orchestra. And you can hear Tony singing in one of the movies this weekend, so why don't we head into the theaters and see what's playing up on the big screen here in late June of 52? We'll have that film in a second, but first, the shorts. New one from the Three Stooges, Corny Casanovas. Moe, Larry, and Shemp are engaged to the same gold digger. There's Sock-a-Doodle-Doo, a prize-fighting banty, gets in on the row between Foghorn Leghorn and Barnyard Dog. And the Hasty Hare, Bugs Bunny, resists being taken to Mars by Marvin the Martian.
Oh, that wasn't a bit nice. You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
To the main features remaining in outer space, there's Red Planet Mars, starring Peter Graves and Andrea King. Carson City has Randolph Scott and Raymond Massey. The Atomic City stars Gene Barry and Lydia Clark. Diplomatic Courier, Tyrone Power, Patricia Neal. The Narrow Margin has Charles McGraw and Marie Windsor. Scaramouche with Stuart Granger, Eleanor Parker, Nina Foch, and Mel Ferrer. There's The Sniper with Adolph Manjou and Arthur Franz. And the movie we hear Tony Martin sing I Hear a Rhapsody, Clash by Night, with Marilyn Monroe, Paul Douglas, and Barbara Stanwyck and Robert Ryan.
Who was he?
Santa Claus.
With Jerry now?
I'm not married to Jerry. He was a politician on you. He died. I felt as if my own life had stopped. I didn't think I'd ever feel anything again. Where could I go? Home. But you forget, you even begin to hope again. One thing I know. He was a man who didn't tear a woman down. He made her feel confident.
Confident?
Sure of herself, more than she was, not less. The only man I ever knew who gave me that feeling.
For movie laughs, there's Has Anybody Seen My Gal with Piper Laurie and Rock Hudson. Abbott and Costello do Jack and the Beanstalk. Jumping Jacks has Martin and Lewis. And there's Pat and Mike with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn.
Hey! Shouldn't mean nothing too personal between the two of you and me.
It was Collier. Never can do anything when he's watching me. It's always been that way.
Why?
Love with him, I guess.
Oh. Like me with lobster.
What?
Lobster. The one thing I'm nuts about. The one thing that don't agree with me. Like you and him.
Not exactly.
Why?
Well, you see, this is a question of getting married. You've never been married to a lobster.
That's what you think.
And the musicals, Where's Charlie comes to the big screen with Ray Bolger. Meet Danny Wilson, Frank Sinatra, and Shelley Winters with A Song in My Heart, starring Susan Hayward. But the most popular musical here in late June of 52 is Singin' in the Rain, starring Debbie Reynolds, Donald O'Connor, and Gene Kelly.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yada, 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 yada. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. singing in the rain.
That's Gene Kelly with the title song of Singing in the Rain, one of the movies playing this weekend in 1952. Now, a couple of notes from that famous scene that you may have heard about over the years. First, that Gene Kelly was sick during the filming of it. That's true. He had a 103-degree fever at the time. Now, there's also legend that that scene was filmed in one take. That is not true, unfortunately. The filming took place over a couple of days. And as we get back to the chart from this weekend in 52, here's a countdown extra. Over on the radio survey, Peggy Lee has a top five hit with an old movie song.
Lover, when you're near me, and I hear you speak my name, softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel with our bliss, when two lips of coral want to kiss? The devil is in you, and to resist you I try. But if you didn't continue, I would die. Lover, please be tender when your tender fears depart. Lover, please surrender to my heart. Lover, when you're near me, and I hear you speak my name softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel without bliss, when two lips of coral want to kiss? I say the devil is in, and to resist you I try, but if you didn't
Peggy Lee with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. Lover, number four on the Airplay chart this week. A Rodgers and Hart song written for the 1932 motion picture Love Me Tonight. Jeanette MacDonald sang it in that film. It would peak at number three for Peggy Lee, the 32-year-old from Jamestown, North Dakota, and her second million seller. And she would sing that in the upcoming remake of The Jazz Singer, which she co-starred with Danny Thomas. That's a record out of the music library from the section marked 1952. For today, Seems Like Old Times. On this edition of Seems Like Old Times, it's Day Songs, Part 2. Yeah, we're doing a little daydreaming once again, and that just happens to be the title of our first tune today. Here's Rudy Valley.
Thank you.
kiss and you whisper you adore me. And though I know I'm only daydreaming, please tell me I'm not playdreaming. Tell me I'm not wrong while I'm daydreaming all night long.
Here's the closing theme to the Andy Williams television show, May Each Day. He did that studio version with the Robert Mercy Orchestra in 1963. And before that, from 1938, Rudy Vallee and Daydreaming, a Johnny Mercer, Harry Warren song from the film Gold Diggers in Paris. Well, next up, two stars from the big band era got together for this 1950 recording of a Broadway tune. Here's Martha Tilton and Harry Babbitt.
It's a lovely day today, so So whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it.
But if you've got something, it must be done,
and it can only be done by one.
There is nothing more to say.
There is nothing more to say.
Except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
From Call Me Madam, It's a Lovely Day Today, Martha Tilton and Harry Babbitt, a 1950 recording with the George Cates Orchestra. Day songs are in the showcase for This Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 70 years to the end of June 1952. And for reading material this summer, Herman Wouk's The Caine Mutiny is at number one. It's been on the bestseller list for more than a year. There's My Cousin Rachel from Daphne du Maurier, The Gown of Glory by Agnes Sly Turnbull. In nonfiction, Witness by Whittaker Chambers is number one. Rachel Carson's The Sea Around Us is number two. And her latest is also on the list, Under the Sea Wind. There's A Man Called Peter by Catherine Marshall. And there's The Memoirs of Herbert Hoover, Volume 2. Winston Churchill by Robert Louis Taylor. And published on June 15th, The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. And for lighter reading in the newspapers, comic strips include Carrie Drake, Rex Morgan, M.D., Mary Worth, Terry and the Pirates, Moon Mullins, Johnny Comet, Joe Palooka, Orphan Annie, and Little Abner. And that's a little reading material here in late June of 52. Back on the countdown, we're up to number six. Here's Eddie Fisher.
I'm yours, heart and soul, I'm yours. See it in my eyes, can't you hear it in my sighs? I'm yours, I'm yours. Every kiss says I'm yours. Take my lips and take my arms. I'm a victim of your charms. I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand. I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours. And I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you. Someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours.
Record number 6 this week in 1952. Eddie Fisher, I'm Yours, accompanied by Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. This has been the breakout year for Eddie. That's his 5th top 10 so far, with 4 more yet to come. His version of I'm Yours peaked at number 3, just as Don Cornell did. And now it's off to Broadway. For the dramas, I Am a Camera with Julie Harris. Point of No Return stars Henry Fonda. The Moon is Blue has totaled nearly 550 performances. It stars Barbara Belgettis and Donald Cook. For some laughs, a revival of The Male Animal with Elliot Nugent, Martha Scott, and Nancy Nugent. Mrs. McThing stars Helen Hayes, and The Four-Poster with Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy. Musicals, South Pacific's been going strong, more than 1,300 shows, at 660 as Guys and Dolls, and 520 for The King and I. Also playing, Top Banana with Phil Silvers, Paint Your Wagon, James Barton, and Olga San Juan, a revival of Pal Joey, Vivian Siegel, and Harold Lang. And perfect for summertime, Wish You Were Here. It stars Patricia Moran and Jack Cassidy.
Listen, you sinners, you breadwinners. After you finish serving breakfast, lunch, and dinners, you gotta mingle, mingle, mix and mingle. Mix with the guests and make them wanna stay. You gotta make their pulses leap and tingle. You gotta mix, you gotta mingle night and day. Drop that tray, tote that girl, drop that girl, go tote that tray, drop that tray, tote that girl. If you are wishing to earn your school tuition,
gotta mingle, mingle, mix and mingle.
You gotta pick the flowers off the wall.
If you're alive and breathing and you're single,
you gotta mix, you gotta mingle on the ball.
Remember, all you sinners, the guests are here for fun.
And the ratio of girls to boys is maybe 3 to 1.
If they're not enjoying, they'll pack and tell us nix.
And go to other camps where waiters love to mix.
So don't you try to get away with any lazy tricks.
You gotta mingle, mingle, mix and mingle. You gotta pick the flowers off the wall. If you're alive and breathing and you're single, you gotta mix, you gotta mingle on the ball.
Until that sweet first Monday in September,
you gotta mix, you gotta mingle. Never stop, never stop, never stop, never stop, never stop, never stop, never stop.
Mix and Mingle, that's Jack Cassidy and the Waiters at Camp Carefree in Wish You Were Here, the Broadway musical that opened this week in 1952. And we have a few Broadway tunes on our list of day songs. That's our musical theme this weekend. And this is part two. And this is Ray Walston from Damn Yankees.
Whenever I'm from time to time depressed, and a trauma wells and swells within my breast, I find some pride deep inside of me as I fondly walk the lane of a memory. I see Bonaparte, a mean one, if ever I've seen one, and Nero fiddling through that lovely blaze. Antoinette, dainty queen, with her quaint guillotine. Yeah, those were the good old days. I see Indians dragging an empty covered wagon, when scalping the settlers was the latest craze. And that glorious morn, Jack the Ripper was born. Those were the good old days. I'd sit in my rocking chair, peacefully rocking there, counting my blessings by the score. The rag was in fashion, the plagues were my passion, each day held a new joy in store. Was anybody happy? I see cannibals munching, a missionary luncheon. The years may have flown, but the memory stays, like the hopes that were dashed when the stock market crashed. Yeah, those were the good old days. I'd walk a million miles or more for some of the gore of those good old days.
Ray Walston from the 1955 musical Damn Yankees. Those were the good old days. And we have more days coming up. We'll get to those after the break, and also more of the hits from this week in 1952 on Seems Like Old Times.